This hour of the Morning News with Ron Suss is brought to you by the Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Open daily at 6 a.m. and serving the best and freshest breakfast in town. Everyone's talking about the Egg and I.
This morning on WCHL, improper disposal of grease was a contributing factor to a sewage spill in Hillsboro last Friday.
Grease is one of the biggest problems any town USA has with a sewer system, and that's something we're trying to work on with educating the public.
Several Carborough businesses have been the target of a scam over the last couple of weeks, and a noted author and environmentalist will hold a reading tonight on the UNC campus. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, the Tar Heel women's basketball team is heading to the Sweet 16, beating Ohio State on a buzzer beater last night, 86-84 in Carmichael Arena. And
another Tar Heel team reached the Sweet 16 at the buzzer.
That's this morning at our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07 at WCHL. We have 40 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today. Look for a high today in the low 60s. A little bit warmer than yesterday, and actually not a bad day on the way. Improper disposal of grease was a contributing factor to a sewage spill in Hillsboro on Friday. WCHL's Jeff Hamlin has more.
Will Baker is the assistant utilities director for the town of Hillsboro, and he says that grease is a major problem for municipalities across the country.
Grease is one of the biggest problems any town USA has with a sewer system, and that's something we're trying to work on with educating the public.
He says that it's important to properly dispose of that grease to ensure that these pipes do not get clogged and cause backups in the sewer system.
Let's say you just had you a big old pan of some bacon and you've got that bacon grease left over. So what you want to do is let that cool down first naturally. And if you've got like a can, any type of old can, just use that, put that cooled down grease in it, and when it gets full, just throw that away in the garbage.
Another contributing factor to the clog, according to Baker, is residents flushing things down the toilet, including dental floss, paper towels, and other objects that should not be flushed. Baker adds that an estimated 300 gallons of untreated sewage was discharged on Spruce Street, and it did reach a creek that is a tributary of the Eno River. But he says that the sewage was heavily diluted due to the rain on Friday, and it did not cause any danger to the drinking water for the town of Hillsboro. Baker says that workers are taking steps to ensure they have done everything possible to monitor this pipe in the future.
We've also put that on our list of future lines that we're going to have a crew come in. What they'll do is they'll put a PVC liner in that section of main where the roots had gotten into, because naturally if you pull roots out of a line, there's going to be a hole where those roots were.
You can visit the town of Hillsboro's website for more information on how to properly dispose of grease to take preventative steps against spills like this happening in the future. Jeff Hamlin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Several Carborough businesses have been the target of a scam over the last couple of weeks. WCHL's Aaron Keck tells us what to be on the lookout for.
Carborough Police Captain Chris Atak says local businesses have been in the crosshairs of scammers.
We have had six reports between March 17th and March 19th. We haven't had any since. All of them were businesses located in and around the East Main Street, West Main Street area, and a caller would purport to be from Duke Power and claim that this particular business was in arrears significantly to where they were about to shut their power off.
Bit of good news with this scam, though. No one has reportedly fallen for it up to this point.
No known losses at this point. They were all recognized as being definitely suspicious, but certainly someone out there trying to see if they can catch someone unawares.
ATAC says the fact that this is not the first we've heard of a scam like this may be contributing to business owners and residents being a bit more wary of these calls.
I think these type of scams have been around now long enough where people are probably immediately suspicious. You know, why would Duke Power call me and claim I need to give them money over the phone now? People are starting to ask questions and not just trust what they hear on the phone, and I think that is key to stopping these things before there's any loss.
One negative associated with these calls is that they're nearly impossible to track, so the police department has no suspects at this time. Going forward, ATAC reminds residents that being cautious when receiving a call like this can save a lot of time, hassle, and money in the long run.
When someone calls to your house, be it your residence or your business, always be suspicious when they're trying to create a high-pressure environment where you have to make a decision immediately and send money somewhere. If you have any doubts in your mind, tell that person that you'll call the company back directly and find a different way to get a phone number other than that person on the phone. Just be very suspicious, because there are people out there that will definitely take advantage of a trusting soul on the phone.
This is one of several scams that have been going around our area recently, but ATAC says all of the scams have a common theme.
They're all designed to create this sense of urgency in your mind, so that then there's high pressure and you have to make a decision now and you have to give me money. And if you find yourself in that situation, that there's a good chance that's a scam. Most legitimate businesses do not operate with that model.
If you're on the receiving end of any of these calls, you're asked to hang up and notify authorities, as well as the company the scammers are claiming to be from. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:12. More news in just a moment.
Are you a physician assistant in the area who is looking to join an academy of peers? If so, let the North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants work for you. Not only does being a part of the NCAPA connect you to fellow PAs in North Carolina, it also provides opportunities to have a voice on legislation that impacts your right to practice medicine. The academy offers multiple occasions to meet peers and holds two annual CME conferences. Let the NCAPA help you so you can continue helping others. Visit ncapa.org today.
Baseball fans, Carolina is back in action this weekend when the Diamond Heels welcome the Miami Hurricanes to Bosch Hammer Stadium for a three-game series. Enjoy the first fireworks Friday of the season on March 27th at 6:30 p.m., followed by Military Appreciation Day on Saturday at 3 and Sunday Family Fun Day at noon. Tickets are available starting at only $7. Visit GoHeels.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Every Saturday and Sunday to a wide range of programming, from health to business to the arts to career and financial advice. The lineup includes...
On behalf of your health, I'm Dr. Adam Goldstein.
And I'm Dr. Christy Page.
Welcome to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin.
Welcome to this episode of Caring Connections. This is your host, Nicole Bruno.
Hi, this is Kristen Heemstra. Welcome to the Art of Potential show.
This is John Stillman with the Financial Safari.
Welcome to another edition of Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with my co-host, Liz Cooper.
Welcome to Sports Focus. I'm Charlie Tuggle.
This is Sharon Hill. Welcome to Today's Business.
The Tokyo Rosenthal Program.
Good afternoon. This is Phaedra Kelly at the Art Spot at WCHL.
That's our weekend lineup every Saturday and Sunday here on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, your news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
A noted author and environmentalist will hold a reading tonight on the UNC campus. WCHL's Blake Hodge has details.
Terry Tempest Williams is an author, environmentalist, and activist. She is also the 2015 Distinguished Writer in Residence at UNC. Williams says that coming from the western United States, North Carolina, is a blast of nature.
From the mountains to the Piedmont to the coast, I don't know of any state that has that kind of stratigraphy of change. You know, it's amazing. And I have such respect for the history that's here, the arts, the music. I think it's just a stunning place. And as a Westerner, it's extremely exotic. I mean, today, seeing the dogwood, the forsythia, this is like going to Eden.
Among the issues that Williams holds near and dear to her heart is the accessibility of clean drinking water. She says that she was thrilled to hear about UNC's Water in Our World campaign.
You know, you hear the adage, you don't talk about politics or religion. In the West, you don't talk about water. It's that controversial and it's that essential. So I was thrilled to see in North Carolina that this is the topic.
She speaks not only of clean drinking water globally, but also domestically, where she says that she has seen fracking leave behind a trail of contaminated water.
Coming from a state and a neighboring state of Wyoming where fracking has been going on for a long time, I can tell you the consequences are not pretty. And I know that it's about jobs and economies and cheap energy, But the fact is, there's a town in Wyoming called Pavilion, and the simple story is this: they can no longer drink their water.
Williams was a panelist on Monday afternoon for a discussion on the future of water in our world. She says that the conversation is a key to solving major problems that we face as a society.
I think that we are so polarized that we have stopped listening to one another. And I think that if we can really have those hard conversations, look each other in the eye and say, what concerns you? What do you care about? What binds us together rather than what tears us apart? Then I think we can come to those essential facts that without water, we do not exist.
Williams also will be holding a reading at 7:30 Tuesday evening in the auditorium of the Genome Sciences Building.
I get nervous even thinking about it. I will be reading new work about America's national parks.
Now, the reading and all other events are free and open to the public. Finally, Williams will be part of a panel discussing the role of naturalists in a world of environmental threats at 3:30 on Wednesday, and that panel will meet in Donovan Lounge. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In news around town this morning, you can head to the Love House at the corner of Franklin Street and Battle Lane today to enjoy Music on the Porch, hosted by UNC Center for the Study of the American South. Brother-sister duo Sally and Isaac Durr will be performing. They're natives of Durham, who recorded their last two albums at the River Room Studio in Chapel Hill. It's a free concert. It starts at 5:30 p.m. today. Visit south.unc.edu for more information. And how does Chapel Hill keep the roads clear in the winter? How do they keep residents informed during emergencies? How do they maintain public safety? You're invited to Town Hall today at 5 p.m. to learn how town officials deal with these questions. Emergency Management Coordinator Matt Sullivan and Police Chief Chris Blue will lead a workshop on public safety, teamwork, and community. It's part of Chapel Hill's ongoing Come Learn With Us series. If you can't make the meeting, it'll be available online afterward at townofchapelhill.org. WCHL News Time, 617. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. And I can tell you, not a lot of traffic this morning. Not looking bad out there. Everything looking pretty clear. And certainly Nikki Morris will expand on that later on in the morning. You will hear from her. If you know of something that we're not reporting, some kind of a problem, then call us in the newsroom. And you can call 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro and let us know. Chapel Hill Restaurant Group presents Pedro Grill, the newest restaurant in the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, in the RTP at exit 282 off I-40. Meet in the heart of the triangle and enjoy a delicious new twist on Southern cuisine at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro Weather presented this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Well, it is 39 degrees right now, partly sunny, hot today in the low 60s. Actually feels pretty good out there this morning, and I think it's going to be a pretty nice day. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain and drizzle. Our overnight low around 45. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, slight chance of rain and drizzle, and that probably will take place in the morning if we do get the rain, and high tomorrow about 60 degrees. So, all in all, pretty pleasant days, a couple in a row here. Grimble Jewelers is the place to go. If you've been thinking about popping the question, well, then go see Berkeley Grimble for your engagement ring. And Grimble's is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Grimble Jewelers. WCHL Championship Sports. A lot of basketball to talk about this morning. Women's basketball. What a nail-biter last night. At times last night in Carmichael Arena, it was a master class of inside-outside offense at its best. Down the stretch, it looked more like a nervy collapse. But above all, for the Tar Heels, it was a win, thanks in large part to a last-second cherry bomb. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the story.
Ohio State does not call its timeout. Carolina gets it into Jamie Cherry. She runs down the right sideline. 3 seconds to go. Stops at the top of the key. Throws it, got up, and she scores with 0.6 seconds to go. And Carolina has won the game. UNC with a three-point shot from Jamie Cherry gets it to go. And the Heels are sweet. 16-bound.
The fourth-seeded North Carolina women's basketball team used sophomore forward Stephanie Mavunga's 27 points and freshman Jamie Cherry's patented last-second cherry bomb to get past Ohio State 86-84 Monday night at Carmichael and in turn advance to the NCAA tournament Sweet 16. With the victory, the Tar Heels improved to 26-8 overall, while the Buckeyes finished their 2014-2015 campaign with a 24-11 mark. After surrendering an 18-point halftime lead, you heard it, it was Cherry who came up big in the clutch, finding the net with 0.4 ticks left on the clock. UNC head coach Sylvia Hatchell says she looked to the heavens for some guidance on that final possession.
You know, Jamie, going in there, second time this year she's made a shot like that to win the game. And she can shoot now, kick and light it up. So, and there at the end, I just, like I said, it was sort of a divine intervention, and I just thought, put Jamie in, you know, because I knew she could make it.
In the early going, it was all Carolina, using its patented up-tempo track meet offense to motor out to a commanding 50-32 halftime lead. The 50-point output tied Carolina's season high for a half of basketball, but it was a tale of two halves. OSU junior guard Amarist Alston ended up tallying 30 points to lead all scorers. Kelsey Mitchell, the nation's leading scorer, also found her form in the second half, finishing with 25 points. The Buckeyes continue to fight, hitting key shots and taking full advantage of Tar Heel turnovers to eventually tie the game at 84-all with 5.1 seconds remaining. And that's when Cherry stepped in.
I know I'm quick, so just being able to like beat my defenders and just getting a great shot up, and that was my mindset. When I drew the ball down the court, just to get down there and don't settle for a long shot or three and just try to get as far as I can before the buzzer goes off.
Survive and advance. That's what they say this time of the year. Well, survive, Carolina did. UNC's Mavunga credited her little brother for inspiring her standout performance. The secret? A simple slogan.
I talked to my little brother. His words stuck to me. He said, I'm a matchup they don't want to see. He said that word for word. I'm a matchup they don't want to see. And he told me that's what he told him. Said all day before his high school game last week, I'm a matchup they don't want to see. I'm a matchup they don't want to see. He went off in that game. And I'm like, man, he kind of spitting some knowledge, you know, if I think that. And I'm like, okay, I'm a matchup they don't want to see.
The Tar Heels won't need to travel far for the next round. Just down the road, in fact, to the Greensboro Coliseum. But the opponent may in fact be a matchup they don't want to see. UNC will take on revenge-minded and top-seeded South Carolina Friday in a rematch of last year's Sweet 16 encounter in which the Tar Heels toppled the Gamecocks on their way to the Elite Eight. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
I'm a matchup they don't want to see, and I don't think I've ever heard Walter Storholt get so excited at the game. Big shot by Jamie Cherry at the end in the last, literally, within the last second of play, and what an exciting way for that to end. Carolina's teams, both teams, men and women, are in the Sweet 16 now in the NCAA tournament. A rare series win in Atlanta over Georgia Tech has the 22nd UNC baseball team, 22nd ranked UNC baseball team, feeling better about itself heading into their Tuesday night or Tuesday home game with the Appalachian State Mountaineers. Despite an uncharacteristic 14-9 overall record for the Tar Heels, they can find comfort in knowing they defeated the Yellow Jackets in a series for the first time since 2009. Carolina fans ought to be excited by the return of senior Benton Moss from injury to a weekend starting rotation that has displayed hints of dominance so far this season. Moss threw six innings, allowed just one run, and struck out eight hitters on the way to a win in Saturday's second game. Bullpen woes have also been a major cause for concern amongst the Tar Heel faithful in 2015, so Coach Mike Fox had to have been delighted that only his top two relievers were needed throughout the entire weekend in Atlanta, junior Trent Thornton and senior Trevor Kelly, each of whom picked up a save for his efforts. And today, they'll look to continue the winning trend against an Appalachian State team that's dropped 11 of its last 13 and it claims just one pitcher with an ERA below 3.90. The Mountaineers are led on offense by junior utility man Dylan Dobson, who's hitting .337 with the team leading six home runs and 17 RBIs. The game is scheduled to take place under the lights with first pitch scheduled for 6 o'clock tonight. Starting pitchers yet to be announced. Again, Carolina versus Appalachian State tonight. If you want to go out and enjoy an experience watching baseball, the Bosch is a wonderful place to be. Always exciting out there. It's such a beautiful facility, and it is quite an experience. You have to go through it in person. And, of course, the Tar Heels are always going to be rounding into shape toward the end of the season. You can count on it. 625.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit AutoOwners.com. This is Charles Osgood. Do you think there's life on other planets? Well, that is a question that we're always trying to answer, of course. But there's another question, too. If there is life out there, what would it look like? Probably not like you and me, as you'll hear after this. Almost 25% of security breaches are caused by lost or stolen devices. So choosing the right technology partners becomes a critical business decision. When you have Dell Latitude laptops with Intel Core vPro processors, the most secure commercial PCs on the market, it's a decision that you never have to think twice about. Better technology is better business. Call today to see why millions of small businesses use Dell at 1-877-414-DELL. What's the most important thing to consider when looking for the right insurance? Customer satisfaction. Auto Owners Insurance uses only local, independent agents to handle all your questions and needs. We serve policyholders, not shareholders. Our award-winning service is why Auto Owners is known as the No Problem People. Auto Owners, a policy of satisfaction. For the independent agent in your neighborhood, go to AutoOwners.com. That's AutoOwners.com. When you think of life in outer space, what do you think of? Maybe that cute little guy from the movie E.T.?
E.T. Phone home.
Or maybe you think of that scary alien from the movie Predator. Ooh. Well, we just don't know what an extraterrestrial might look like, but some international experts on this planet have come up with a colorful catalog of possible life forms that we might find way out there someday, based in part on creatures who live in the most extreme conditions here on Earth. Maybe there's an extremely rocky planet on which creatures have evolved to deal with that sort of environment, extremely long legs, maybe, for hopping over the boulders. Maybe a planet with an atmosphere very different from ours would be home to creatures that look more like floating balloons than bipeds. The scientists think it's likely life on other worlds would have developed much as ours did, from single-cell to multi-celled creatures. So that gives them something to work with. They've gathered the cultures of 137 cellular life forms from places like the Sonoran Desert and an oyster pond on Martha's Vineyard. The new database is being made available to other researchers who might like to use it in their own work. And who knows, maybe on another planet somewhere out there, there are researchers who look a little like E.T. and who are creating their own database, speculating on what beings might look like on that third planet from the sun, in that obscure part of the Milky Way. The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Are you or a loved one living with a chronic condition such as heart disease, arthritis, diabetes, asthma, or depression? UNC Family Medicine's Healthy Living Classes are for you. Living Healthy is a free 6-week workshop to help you understand and manage your symptoms, including learning how to manage your medication and tips and support for healthy eating and exercise. Join us. Learn and take control for more healthy living. For more information, call 962-4971. UNC Family Medicine, caring for the course of your life.
Stanley Martin Homes is proud to present their new model home open now in Winmore, a classic village of new homes just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Stanley Martin's three home designs, priced from the 370s, combine the best in energy efficiency and beautiful design. And Winmore is right on the UNC bus route. For kids, there's a pool and playground. And Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School are in the walk zone. There's conservation woodland space and walking and jogging trails for the whole family to enjoy. Come visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore or go to stanleymartin.com.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Do you enjoy reading, going on walks, baking, or playing basketball with children? If so, you can make a tremendous difference in the life of a child. For more information on becoming a mentor with Blue Ribbon, please contact Granville Johnson at 919-918-2170. Again, that's 919-918-2170. And you can make a difference in the life of a child. Thank you to WCHL for your support of Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocates.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, 60 at WCHL. We have 40 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny today, high today in the low 60s. Actually, a pretty good day on the way. This forecast brought to you this morning by Terry Sturtevant, the folks at Sturtevant's Tire Pros in Chapel Hill. More on them in just a moment. After this relatively nice day today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance of rain and drizzle in the forecast. Our overnight low about 45, a little warmer than it is right now. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain and or drizzle in the morning tomorrow. And our high temperature tomorrow about 60 degrees. So all in all, a couple of decent days. Slight chance of rain in there, but other than that, not so bad. Sturtevant's Tire Pros, proudly supporting high school baseball for over 12 years now. Sturtevant's Tire Pros is currently holding its spring sale, located on Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill, just a few minutes out of town. Call 942-TIRE or visit 942TIRE.com.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
State that will authorize the use of a firing squad if lethal injection drugs are not available. State Rep Paul Ray.
A physician will locate the heart and will pin a patch over the heart so that the marksmen know where to shoot exactly. You have five marksmen who are behind a wall that has openings in the wall for their guns. You know, those five they're about 20 feet away from the individual.
And then those five marksmen would take aim. Utah State Representative Sandra Hollins opposes this form of execution.
The firing squad is a lot more barbaric than lethal injection.
One reason she doesn't like it.
You have a person who is going to kill someone. You have blood that someone has to go in and clean up.
Though its next scheduled execution is years away, Utah is one of several states looking for alternative forms of capital punishment following a lethal injection execution last year in Oklahoma that went very wrong. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Suss is brought to you by the Egg and I Restaurant at East 54, serving lunch with creative sandwiches and salads and hearty homemade soups. Everyone's talking about the Egg and I.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 41 degrees at WCHL. Look for a high today in the low 60s with partly sunny skies, at least. I'm Ron Stutz. Just more than 100 students and faculty gathered on a beautiful Monday evening for the first in a series entitled Carolina Conversations. After an initial address from Chancellor Carol Folt, Student Body Vice President Kyle Villemain, and Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Winston Crisp, the crowd broke down into smaller groups and had open conversations about race and current events. Villemain says that he was encouraged that the students voiced their desire to have events like this, Carolina Pulse Conversation, and then followed through to come to the discussion and participate.
I think it speaks to the strength of the student body. I mean, this was definitely a great turnout, and I think most importantly, it was a diverse turnout. I think talking to different people here, they come from different experiences and different backgrounds and different parts of campus, and they all came here to one event and talked to each other. Every single table had people who didn't know each other, and that was incredibly important.
Students and faculty in attendance were encouraged to move about during the conversation to different tables. At one point, they were prompted to text in one word that described how they felt about current events across the country. Some of the words most widely used were frustrated, hopeless, and angry. Vice Chancellor Winston Crisp says that he would describe himself as cautiously optimistic about the conversations that were being held last night.
But I don't want people to hear that as a muted optimism, because it's a beginning. We got off to a start. This is also, I remind people, only one piece of the bigger Carolina Conversations.
Crisp adds that he felt it was very important the students realized their voices were being heard.
I think part of this is having the institution from the highest level, the chancellor, the senior administration, the faculty, send a very clear message that this matters to us, that the ability for every student, and I mean every student, and I don't care what adjective you put in front of them, for every student to feel like this is a place where they can express themselves.
This was the first in a series of events under the Carolina Conversations banner. The senior associate athletics director and senior woman administrator at UNC is retiring. The university announced that Dr. Beth Miller will be retiring on July 1st. In a statement, Miller says, "I've been fortunate to be part of the university and the North Carolina Athletic Department for 40 years. And it's been a wonderful experience." That's a quote. UNC Director of Athletics, Bubba Cunningham, says, "A Again, quoting here, beginning as a coach and transitioning into an administrative role, Beth has always worked tirelessly to support all of our student athletes and coaches. She's been a pioneer for women's college athletics, both nationally and at UNC. Because of her leadership and guidance, Carolina's Olympic sports have achieved incredible success with more than 30 national championships. Miller has served as head volleyball coach and softball coach before transitioning to an administrative position. She was also recognized by collegead.com as one of the top 10 senior woman administrators in the country earlier this year. The Board of Aldermen will meet tonight to consider whether police officers should be allowed to wear body cameras. The body-worn cameras, or BWCs, would be used to capture audio and photographic evidence in the case of a dispute over police behavior. How the videos would be stored and when the cameras would be allowed to be turned on will also be up for discussion. The board will meet at 7:30 tonight at Carborough Town Hall. WCHL's Jugmeet Mack will be in attendance and have a report on the WCHL Morning News tomorrow. The third annual Storybook Gala fundraiser for the Ronald McDonald House brought in $144,000. These funds will go toward the expansion underway at the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill, which services a home away from home for families of children battling serious injury and illness. The expansion is expected to open in the middle of October. You can donate to help out with expenses at MakeRoomForHope.com. And a terrible accident yesterday in downtown Raleigh. Authorities have identified the three men killed when a section of scaffolding collapsed at a high-rise construction project in downtown Raleigh. Police identified the dead as 41-year-old Jose Erasmo Hernandez, 33-year-old Jose Luis Lopez Ramirez, and 33-year-old Anderson Almeida. Authorities say 53-year-old Elmer Guevara was taken to the hospital. His condition was not released. The accident happened about 11 a.m. yesterday. The building's general contractor is Choate Construction Company. A company spokesman says the accident happened as subcontractor Associated Scaffolding was dismantling the scaffold on the building's exterior. Parts of the scaffolding broke through windows of the 11-story building while other pieces were in the parking lot. Again, three dead in that terrible construction accident. 6:37 at WCHL. Good morning. I'm Rod Stutz. And on a lighter note, look who's here.
Who's here?
That's Nikki Morse, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Shocking.
What a shock. What a surprise.
I know.
Yeah. How's it going?
Pretty good. Can't complain.
Yeah.
Well, I could. Who listens?
You probably saw that video of Carolina's men's basketball team celebrating after the win.
Love that one.
And that over Arkansas with Roy skipping into the locker room.
You know, he should skip more.
Yeah. Yeah, I think. But what I was going to say is Nikki Morse was skipping like that this morning when I walked into the building.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I thought I was alone.
You meant to have an internal conversation, did
yes,
you not?
Yes, it was an internal conversation.
Well, you were skipping, so I saw you across the room. So,
oh,
you know, watch
gee
out.
Darn. I'm going to stop doing things like that. I think I'm alone.
Oh, great win for the Carolina women last night. Did you hear Walter Storholt?
Yeah, I've never heard him so excited.
Neither have I. I've known him for a long time. But that was an amazing shot at the end.
Absolutely.
Jamie Cherry, man, she is quick. And she even said in her comments after the game, she says, I know I'm quick, so I just decided to, you know, she'd just been put into the game. So I've just decided to go to get as far as I could before I released the shot. And she released it with 0.4 seconds left.
Wow.
It went in, and Carolina won.
I love those kind of games.
Yeah. Yeah, when we win, I do.
Yeah, when it goes our way.
The Carolina men and women are in the Sweet 16 in their respective NCAA tournaments. Pretty
Yay.
Exciting stuff.
Fun times.
Now, just think about that. I mean, well, for the men, for example, Carolina, mm-hmm. North Carolina State, and Duke are all in the Sweet 16. Three teams within a half an hour of each other are all in the Sweet 16 in the country. I mean, that's pretty darn cool.
It's awesome. And they're not necessarily all within a half hour of each other unless you're flying by the seat of your pants, mister.
Well, I'm saying Raleigh
is it's close enough.
28 miles. You know,
yeah.
It takes longer than that to get there most of the time because of traffic. But, yeah. You know, and it doesn't take quite that long, I guess, to get to Durham from Raleigh.
No.
So that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, I'll give you that. But I'm worried about your driving.
Give me a break.
Depends on what time you do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. At this hour, you should be able to get there.
I appreciate the fact that you got here this morning and the fact that you skipped. And that's the first thing I saw when I walked into the building.
Nikki, I got to work on that.
Yeah, you were skipping from the studio here into the newsroom, and
oh, you saw all that?
You didn't think I saw that, so I'm glad I got a chance.
Okay.
Well, listen, if you don't mind, if you would stick around for a few minutes and give us a look at traffic, I would appreciate that.
Sure, anything for you.
Coming up next, we have a commentary from Art Menias, and that'll be followed up by Inside Carolina Basketball on WCHL.
I'm Teresa Mize, the Director of Marketing at the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Let's talk about location. When you live at the Cedars, you are part of the Meadowmont neighborhood. Your front door is only steps away from the great shopping and dining experiences in Meadowmont. Being part of the community at large is an important factor when people choose to move to the Cedars. So if you're looking for the perfect location for your retirement destination, look no more. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Spring into savings with Crown Honda of South Point during our spring savings event. It's your chance to secure maximum savings on Honda vehicles. Get a new 2015 Honda Accord sedan CVT LX for only $199 a month. Stop by during our spring savings event going on now at Crown Honda of South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com.
Spring into savings with Crown Honda of South Point.
Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes, tags, and fees. See dealer for complete lease details.
Like having access to cash? Whether you need funds as a safety net or additional dollars for special purchases, at Bank of North Carolina, we're always here to help. For more information, stop by any of our locations in Chapel Hill and the Triangle. Bank of North Carolina, delivering more than you expect starts with me. This is Rick Calico, President and CEO. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC.
Tired of the bros partying every night? Let Louise Beck Properties help you find some peace and quiet with a new home or rental in Chapel Hill or Durham. With our expertise, we can find you the perfect place to get some rest. For more information, visit louisebeckproperties.com.
Good morning. It is 39 degrees, 642 WCHL. Hope you're doing all right this morning.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Art Menias. I've been following with great interest the efforts by Carrboro, Orange County, and Chapel Hill to agree on a new fee structure for recycling. We've witnessed some high-level discussion as to what equity really means concerning a one fee for all versus tiered fees, with rural residents paying more than city residents. I applaud that proposals call for an expansion of curbside recycling in the county. Fundamental equity and fairness demands that county residents receive at least the same level of service, meaning curbside recycling, if we are to pay more or even the same as town dwellers. I understand the argument that since town residents should pay less than rural folks since they are paying to support the cost of the convenience centers. Therein lies the rub. Convenience centers are anything but convenient, especially compared to the curbside recycling enjoyed by town residents. When we lived at the end of the road near the top of the mountain, three quarters of a mile off the main road in impoverished southeastern Kentucky, we enjoyed curbside recycling at no additional charge above our property taxes. We live in Bingham Township. My wife Becky, being the one who wanted a pickup, loads bags of trash and recycling into the bed of her truck. Then she drives 6 miles to the convenience center on Ferguson Road on one of the days when it's open, unloads everything there, and drives the 6 miles back. That's inconvenience. When the Assembly of Governments meet on Thursday, please do what is necessary to expand curbside recycling countywide and close the expensive convenience centers. One fee or two fees, the real equity lies in curbside pickup for all. If a mountain county in Kentucky with a per capita income of less than $12,000 can do it, can't we do the same in Orange County? This is Art Menias.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
With Carolina leaving for Los Angeles in the Sweet 16 late last night, Roy Williams met with the local media one last time on Monday afternoon. Much of the early discussion centered around the scary incident involving Kennedy Meeks' knee late in the round of 32 game with Arkansas.
Well, it was. You know, he said that he heard a pop and he laid there, and I didn't see the play. Sometimes, you know, I saw when Sasha got hurt. I saw when Bobby Fraser tore his ACL. Some other guys I haven't seen, so this I had no information. But he was very concerned.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. Your plans include alcohol. Please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol, but it can be too late. In North Carolina, almost 27,000 violent crimes are committed every year when kids and alcohol mix. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Meeks' injury is classified as a sprain, and his status for Thursday is uncertain. Here's more of Williams on Meeks.
I got a little bit better feeling when we were able to get him up to his rear end, putting both feet on the ground and stand up and then walking, even though Bobby Fraser and I walked off the floor together, and I had a pretty good feeling at that point. But since then, I've matured and gotten a little more intelligent about the things. But I didn't feel good because I didn't think we'd get him back the rest of the game. But I felt at that time that it wasn't similar to what Desmond did, and it wasn't similar to what Sasha did.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Get your yard ready for spring. Orange County Solid Waste Management is sponsoring a yard waste mulch sale. Orange County mulch is 40% off now till March 31st. That's only $15 per 3-cubic-yard scoop. You'll load mulch onto your truck or trailer at the landfill at 1514 Eubanks Road. Come by Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to noon. Be sure to bring cash or check. For more information, call 919-968-2788. The Orange County Mulch Sale, without a doubt, the best deal around for high-quality mulch. At the Orange County Landfill now through March 31st.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Cruisers. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is for the first one she's done. First traffic report of the morning. Here is Nikki Morse. She's been practicing, too.
I have. Thanks, Ron. Yeah. Roadways are fairly quiet so far. No reports of any accidents this morning. 54 eastbound, still in pretty good shape. No problems as you approach the I-40 access. And 40 eastbound, also doing well from 86 out to the airport. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363, or you can even tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Hey, thanks very much. And word about Cruisers now. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, all over the place, literally. It is where you can get those Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe coffees, cappuccinos, hot chocolates. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, it looks like this. Brought to you by Sturdivant's Tire Pros. It's actually not bad. 40 degrees right now. Partly sunny skies today. High today in the low 60s. Tonight we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain and drizzle. Overnight low 45. Tomorrow we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, slight chance of rain and drizzle in the morning, and high about 60 degrees. Sturdivant's Tire Pros, I mentioned a moment ago. Boy, they really got it going on out there. And Sturdivant's Tire Pros always supports high school baseball in the area. They've been doing it for over 12 years. Sturdivant's Tire Pros is currently holding its spring sale located on Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill. Call 942-TIRE or visit 942TIRE.com. Sturdivant's Tire Pros. Coming up next on WCHL, we'll take a look at celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill is growing. We are one of the top-performing Subaru centers in the Southeast region, which means we have one of the best inventories in the Triangle, all priced at wow. Plus, did you know our pre-owned center is Hendrick certified and boasts a virtual inventory of more than 6,000 vehicles? Again, priced at wow. Acura and BMW are still right here in Chapel Hill as well. And don't forget about our service centers. How loudly can you say wow? Because that'll be your response when you have your vehicle serviced with us. Not only are our prices is exceptional, we also treat you like you are the most important person in our life, because when you step through our doors, you are. That's the Performance Promise. Like always, you'll find outstanding sales and service promotions at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, where we sell new Acura, BMW, Porsche, and Subarus, plus all makes and models of pre-owned vehicles starting below $6,000. Wow! Visit our virtual showroom and find service coupons at performanceautomall.com, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off of I-40. Wow!
Time now for celebrity birthdays. Yeah, fashion and costume designer Bob Mackie is 76 years old today. Nick Lowe, 66 years old today. Gotta be cruel to be kind in the right measure. Nick Lowe, 66 years old today. Comedian Louis Anderson is 62. Actor Robert Carradine is 61 today. Actress Donna Pescow is 61. Actress Kelly LeBrock turns 55 today. Television personality Star Jones, 53. Actress Laura Flynn Boyle is 45. Jim Parsons, who's on The Big Bang Theory. I know everybody loves that guy, but he gets on my nerves big time. I mean, it's just, his character is just too extreme. Anyway, just really annoying. Jim Parsons, 42 years old today. This is my opinion. Actress Allison Hannigan, who's on How I Met Your Mother and was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She's 41 years old today. And actress Jessica Chastain, famous for her work in The Help, actress, and also Zero Dark Thirty. Jessica Chastain is 38 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Dongale Baldwin has a birthday today, as does Kevin Baker. So happy birthday, Dongale and Kevin. Hope it's a big birthday celebration for you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tuesday.
It is.
And this is my favorite day of the week.
Yes, it is.
It's Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Let me get this out of the way first, however.
All right. Go ahead.
UNC baseball host Appalachian State today at 6 o'clock.
Mountaineers in town.
Going out there and check out the Bosch and the Tar Heels. It's kind of fun. It's always a fantastic setting.
Always fun to watch a Carolina baseball game
at
the Bosch.
Yes.
I mean, it's a great place.
It's a great place.
Really beautiful stadium.
But we're doing rock and roll.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, man. And I'm ready. I got my guitar here. I'm ready for the opening riff.
Actually, for this one, you should have, like, maybe your electric synthesizer ready as well.
Okay. All right.
Because we're going number one hits in 1984.
Okay. Some bands immediately come to mind.
Yes. On this very day. This very day, young Ronald.
Thank you, young Jim.
This was the number one tune of the land. We want you to name the song, the group, and the lead singer.
Ah, three-pronged question.
Yes, sir. You got to work a little bit to get that $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
I think I can probably do it.
Yeah.
As soon as I hear the song.
I'm handing Ron the single.
I'm not looking.
You're not looking. You're not even close to the turntable.
All right. Have I got it on the right side?
You got it. Okay. Right. Needle down.
You ready?
Folks, the name of the song, the name of the group, and the name of the lead singer. Here we go.
And we're all listening to it at the same time.
There we go.
Oh, boy, I got it. Boy, that's one of the easiest ever. I love that song. And call right now if you know the name of the group, if you know the name of the lead singer, and the name of the song. It's all up to you. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call, and you can be our winner this morning.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Mary Sullivan is part of something really special. She's part of the Chapel of the Cross's big ABC sale every year. They just had the sale for 2015 at Chapel of the Cross, 304 East Franklin Street.
If you want books, furniture, men's clothing, women's clothing, children's clothing, if you've just remodeled your kitchen and you need kitchen goods, we have a whole room full of those, plus linens and garden and furniture.
Mary Sullivan is one of the organizers, and she's today's WCHL hometown hero.
You think you're coming in for one thing and you go out with a shopping bag full of something else.
Chapel of the Cross does this every single year, and the ABC sale helps so many local community organizations.
Well, the most important thing that people need to understand is, yes, we have a lot of fun taking donations from our parishioners. We have a lot of fun setting up the rooms, and we love all of our shoppers who are lined up at 4:30 in the morning. Yeah. The most important thing is that all of the proceeds from the sale go back out into our community through grants to nonprofit organizations that service our families in need. And we were very fortunate to help organizations such as Chapel Hill Meals on Wheels, the Compass Center, the Augustine Literary Project, the Family Violence and Rape Crisis Center in Chatham County, Book Harvest, Farmer Food Share, El Futuro. So many of these are small organizations, and our grants really help make their year. So the more you shop, the more we give back to the community.
Mary Sullivan works hard on the ABC sale, but she's certainly not the only one.
We have almost 200 parishioners who donate their time during the week and on sale day to accept the donations, put the merchandise in the rooms, get the rooms looking good, get price tags on everything. And then we have over 300 shoppers who come through the doors and buy our goods. The other thing that's really interesting is all of our goods that we don't sell are donated to PTA Thrift. So we help restock their stores for future shoppers who want to find good bargains. It's sort of like the gift that keeps on giving. You never know where our donations from Chapel of the Cross are going to end up.
Well, you missed the event this year. It was this past weekend. But go ahead and put it on your calendar for March of next year. It will be the 54th year of the ABC sale from Chapel of the Cross. Mary Sullivan, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Every phone in the building, every line lighting up this morning. Everybody calling in to answer our trivia questions.
Freddie Kiger, you know what? I just had a feeling that was going to be the song that you...
That was a great spring for music.
Wanted me to play.
The Pretenders had a nice tune. Yeah. Huey Lewis and the News had a nice tune. I Want a New Drug.
Yeah.
Some great stuff.
Yeah.
And, of course, Jump by
David Lee Roth.
Yeah, David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth and Van Halen.
Van Halen was the group.
Coach, can you see me? I'm standing with my back against a record machine.
Exactly.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, it was a great song.
I ain't the worst that you've seen.
Very good.
I got those lyrics mixed up there, but...
It's okay. I understood where you were going.
Yeah, what a great song, and I just got to play a little bit more of it now, if you don't mind. Bear with me for a minute. You got to hear this. This is Jump, Van Halen, David Lee Roth out front doing splits and everything else. What a great tune. I think everybody knew it right away. You ready? Here we go.
Get up, and nothing gets me down.
Rock and roll, baby. Laurie Swigert called in with the answer to the question this morning. She got it before anybody else. I know a lot of other people knew it, too. Laurie Swigert gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Thank you so much. We'll have another question for you bright and early tomorrow on WCHL.
You built our future. Hi, this is Barbara Jesse Black, Executive Director of PTA Thrift Shop. As we celebrate our one-year anniversary of our newly redeveloped Carbro location, we are humbled and so appreciative of the support we continue to receive and are looking forward to serving our community and schools for many more years to come. Your patronage allows us to continue our mission of supporting the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School PTAs. Thank you for continuing to build our future.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Suss is brought to you by the Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Proud to be an active part of this community. Everyone's talking about the Egg and I. Have you been there yet?
WCHL's Charles Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. It is 40 degrees right now, partly sunny, high today in the low 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain, maybe drizzle. Low tonight, about 45. Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service. Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. It's 7 o'clock.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL.